This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. State of Wisconsin officials are providing some details of a plan to contact more people who have tested positive for COVID-19 and even contacting people as they take the COVID test before results are in. But some Milwaukee area health officials appear to question part of the proposal. Contact tracing, health officials say, can help determine how people contracted COVID-19 and also learn who the people connect with as a way to potentially reduce the spread of the disease. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there's now the ability to test 11,000 people a day in the state. The department's Deputy Secretary, Julie Willems-Van Dyke, says even just interviewing the positive cases could be a huge task.
If we conduct 85,000 tests per week and 10% of them are positive, as we're seeing now, we will need to interview 8,500 people. And if each of them has five contacts, that's another 42,500 people to call.
But Willems-Van Dyke says the state is even looking at starting the tracing when the COVID-19 test is taken.
So that everyone who has a test knows, I need to isolate until I get this test result. We know we're getting all the good contact information to be in touch with that person once we have the test result.
Willems-Van Dyke says the goal is to have 1,000 state or local health department employees conducting the tracing. She says the state has either hired or transferred into the work or into training about 390 people. The state did not say how many local employees are doing tracing, other than stating health departments are adding resources and staff, and to say the state is working to get updated information from local officials. The possibility that people could initially be contacted when taking a COVID-19 test and then asked to isolate a few days seems to concern Milwaukee County Emergency Management Medical Director Jack Weston.
Certainly to start isolating everybody who has a test. I mean, we're all staying at home now, but to presume everybody who has a test is positive would not be the best direction to go.
Dr. Weston says it does make sense to offer educational counseling when people are tested and to tell them when they might be contacted with the result. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.